Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump
day.
Hump day.
Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Oh, good over here, Bunk, as we are halfway to the weekend.
Halfway there?
Halfway to the week. Living for the weekend. Feeling kind of springy outside. Don't like it because this is how folk get sick. So make sure, you know, you ain't out there with your joints out, because that, like grandma say, that pneumonia get up in you now, thinking that it's back summertime.
Don't be out there with your joints
out. Yeah, cover them toes. Cover
put
them toes back
away.
Up. Cover them toes up now.
Also, I don't know if you looked at the forecast at all, but early next week is going to be awful.
Yes, I saw that.
There's like a low of 26.
Yeah, man. Ain't nobody got time for that, man.
It's too early for
that. You know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah.
But yeah, luckily.
So enjoy the weather today.
Yeah, enjoy, but yeah, make sure you keep them toes covered up, man. Don't let that pneumonia get up in you,
wrap
man, because you're out there thinking, ooh, it's warm. Yeah, I got kids like that. Like, that ain't that hot. Like, okay. My son told you this in August, had a full hoodie sweatshirt on.
Yeah. And jeans.
Other day, short sleeve. He went there for Halloween. I don't know what look this is, but Isaiah had it on too, where they wore like a collared button up shirt, khakis, and a jersey on. It was some kind of, I don't know what it was.
That's like somebody's introductory press conference.
I don't know what it was, but I mean, it was crazy. And then I look, and Isaiah had the same. They both had their Jimmy Butler.
That's what Walt Weiss had on.
They both had their Jimmy Butler jerseys on up under this outfit on Halloween. Both of them did, though. That's the thing about it. Isaiah,
like a button up shirt,
like the Geek Squad shirt,
yeah,
that
okay.
kind of white shirt,
okay,
with the Jimmy Butler jersey on it and khaki shorts.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's an odd look.
It's very odd. How do you think I feel when he came downstairs? I was like, what the hell you got on, boy? And he's like, man, him and his buddies were wearing it to school.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, whatever. And then I look and see my boy, my Isaiah, who goes to West Georgia, he had it on too.
Huh.
So I was like, oh, all right, man.
Okay.
Whatever's clever, man.
All right.
Y'all, man.
Got it.
Just stay out of damn trouble. Just stay out of damn trouble, man.
Yeah. So the NFL trade deadline came and went yesterday. A lot of moves got made.
It got pretty saucy
there around 4 o'clock from some of the other teams. Jerry Jones made good on some of that hype. Quinnen Williams.
He had to.
He couldn't just be the linebacker from Cincinnati for a seventh round draft pick. It had to be something big, and it was. And the Jets made it pretty clear that they're starting over. They traded pretty much everybody. Not everybody,
dude,
but pretty much everybody.
Did you see who was it? If I'm Breece Hall, I'm pissed.
I know. Get me out of here.
If I'm Breece, I'm pissed. Now I got to go look at, like, hey, y'all give me a contract?
Right.
Or something?
Because, I'm a running back. It's
a
short shelf
boy,
life here.
That was the funny one yesterday.
I thought he was going to get onto a good team.
I'm talking about, it just seemed like out of all the players that were trading us, I thought he was, like, number one for the Jets.
Sure.
But I think this, like
did they trade the pass rusher?
No,
Florida State.
I saw this morning that like people were offering a two for him.
Really?
And it wasn't high enough to.
Okay.
But yeah, and it's weird to watch. But I'll say this about AG, he got what he coming from over with Detroit with Dan Campbell. This is the same thing happened his first year, pretty much in Detroit.
Yeah.
And then they make the move and they draft because all their core. You talk about the Detroit Lions where he came from, and that GM also is all Detroit line draft picks. Mm-hmm. The best, their core. That's their core. They sprinkle some guys. That's what he's going for.
Yeah, and a lot of those picks came with the Jared Goff trade.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Like they were able to acquire some. That was the blank them picks era of the Rams.
Yeah, man.
And they were the beneficiary of that. I took that as good news for Aaron Glenn.
Because it looks like they're like.
He gets to be a part. He gets to be the whatever the coach of the rebuild.
Yes. And he's. And then to get rid of those players. When you're in a locker room and you know there's a top dog ranking and everything, who you look at as Mr. Untouchable, you know, all those different things. When you get their ass up out of there, that like trickles down in the locker room. Like,
sure.
Well, hell, they get rid of Quinn. Damn, sure, get rid of me. Let me get myself together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, but the Jets, you know, they got all these first round picks. Now, they're going to be a relatively young team still. Obviously the first thing they got to do is go get them a quarterback of the future. We understand that part. But, yeah, Dallas, I mean, you go out get Kenny Clark. You go get Quentin Williams, so you're interior. Then you get this linebacker, Logan. So that's that triangle in the middle, that's strong.
Yeah, and their defense desperately needed help.
You can't cover what they got in the back end.
No, I don't think you can.
I
don't think it's enough to fix what they have going wrong.
No, you can't cover up those corners. Because if you didn't watch what the Arizona just did to them the other day, even having Trayvon Diggs, who still mysteriously got a concussion at home and is out for 2 weeks still. Might break it and hit him over the head with a damn shovel. But, I mean, when you go back to that, they're awful. But Jerry had to do so. Jerry had to put his money where his mouth was. His picks where his mouth was. And then you look at it, I mean, you give up a 1 and 2 for Quinnen. I'm still digesting this Sauce Gardner for 2 1s. I mean, Lou Amoreno is a very good DC.
He is.
He's a very good DC.
With the defensive backs background.
Yeah, so if he can't – I mean, not saying – because Sauce is still a good player. I don't want to say he's not a good player because he is a good player. He ain't do 2 1s good,
in my opinion. His play has dropped a bit over the last
because
year.
Because they don't let him get away with what he used to do.
Yeah.
He's a mauler.
That's right.
Yeah, and they start calling him.
You know who else is? And, again, he's a very good player. And I guess maybe really good players, partially they have this – in their game when they're a really good lockdown corner. Christian Gonzalez is a handsy dude, man.
Yes.
He's holding London like crazy.
But that's the thing about it is when you're on that island and you're a bump and run man-to-man coverage and you're a bigger corner, that's what you got.
Yeah. It goes back to the old, like, Legion of Boom, Richard Sherman mentality. They're not going to call everything.
Mm-mm.
They'll call some of it.
They're
not going to call all of it. And if I can get away with it and get an interception out of it, great.
Hell yeah! And that's what you take. Like not everybody is Little Pat. Little Pat is just as big as those dudes, but he is twitching all those different things, and so he's able to match up with the smaller and bigger receivers. But I mean, you got a guy here in AJ. AJ is just as good as those guys, in my opinion. You know, he don't get a lot of opportunities because they go the other way.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, the Colts, they're in this thing where
– I do think the other way has been better this year, too. I think D. Alford's had a nice year.
He's been playing pretty good.
Yeah,
Andy.
It's unfortunate that Billy Bowman hasn't been able to play the last few weeks because he was playing pretty well at the start of the year, too, as a rookie.
Yes, he was.
It's been nice to see D. Alford make some progress, obviously. Still a relatively young player, inexperienced player.
Yeah.
Playing a lot better this year, for sure. He had that pick against Buffalo, and I think he's like second or third on the team in sacks randomly. Mm-hmm. They're bringing him on blitzes, and he's getting home. Falcons didn't make any trades yesterday, though. Not a huge surprise. I mean, they're not in the position to be selling like the Jets and some of these teams that are going to start over. They're not in a position to be going for it like the Colts and the Seahawks and other teams that
are going for it.
Bolster their roster. They're kind of in the middle, which is where they've lived for about a decade now, unfortunately. And, you know, doesn't seem like they're going to be getting out of that middle anytime soon either.
Well, I mean, you know, you win your way out of that, you know.
And the way
this team is playing, it doesn't look like they'll win their way out of it. Now, they have just as good chances as they had last week against a good football team to win because, you know, the Patriots are a good football team and the Falcons – we're a missed extra point away from maybe going and extending that game and having an opportunity. They still have the opportunity to win the football game late in the game. But your absence of certain players put people that shouldn't be on the field. And, you know, third down, gutsy call by them, but it really wasn't gutsy. They schemed it right. They knew who was going to be in the game.
They identified number 40 and they threw at it.
Dude, he didn't even move, Bunk. Like, didn't move. Like, let me start. because I saw the. Oh, you know what? We're not going to do that. It's a happy Wednesday. It's a happy Wednesday, Buck.
It could turn.
It's a happy Wednesday, Buck.
What's got you mad?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. I'll tell you the break. Then you tell me if I should say it.
Okay.
You're becoming my filter.
Oh God.
Yeah. You're,
that's dangerous.
Yeah. You're becoming my filter. Of certain things. Okay. So I'm just like, yeah. You know.
I mean, we don't have to lie about the guy.
It ain't lying.
Okay.
It's eviscerating.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll just leave that. Where it is.
All right.
But I think, you know, when you look at this team going overseas.
When do they go? They got to be going like today, right?
I would think they leave today.
Yeah.
I would think.
They left yesterday. Oh, they leave tomorrow. Okay.
Okay. Tomorrow. Yeah. So they probably leave out the practice tomorrow, head over there.
Okay.
Okay. Because, I mean, you know, we know my man Mike Silver wrote that article. Because this, like, London used to be a week trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, those overseas trips, it used to be a whole week.
Too many people were taking advantage of that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was a whole week, like, yeah.
I have a couple thoughts on that sort of in general. Just the idea of going all that way, right? Like, that's a long way.
Yes.
Berlin's a long trip.
It is.
Right? And it's shorter from here than from other places. But, like, you got to change your whole week around to do this, right? Mm-hmm. They're probably moving practice around a little bit. Of course, that's a long flight. Everyone has to arrange that. They're going to get to Berlin, then they got to get to their hotel, and then they have to try to have a normal. Like, it's a lot of work to get your ass kicked.
Yes, it is.
So let's not do that.
How about that?
You know?
How about that?
Like, don't get your passport stamped and you probably learn some German phrases. You're going to try some new foods. Don't do all that just to go over there and get stomped out by the Colts.
No.
That's a lot of effort just to get your ass kicked.
Hell yeah, man. I mean, you might as well stage your ass here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're going, and then you're on the stage. I know it's it'd be 9:30 in the morning here, but, I mean, if everybody's up, it's the first game of the Sunday. And so, you know, by the time all the other games start, we'll know if this team won or lost, got their ass whooped or upset the Colts or – you know, then you got to go through the whole damn Sunday with that on.
It's the exact opposite of playing on Sunday Night Football or on Monday Night Football, where you get to watch those other games with the optimism of, oh, and my team plays tonight.
Yes.
That'll be fun.
Yes.
If you lose that first game, the whole Sunday sucks. Like, it's hard to watch all of the rest of the games knowing that your team. Now, conversely, if they play good, then the rest of the day is great.
Yeah.
It's like the NCAA tournament when your team is like the early window on Thursday. And they win. And then every game for the rest of Thursday and Friday is fun, knowing that your team doesn't play again until Saturday. And maybe there was one more recent than this. I could be wrong. But the last one I recall the Falcons being over there was Ritter really kind of showed us who he was.
Yes, right? Jaguars.
Yeah, threw a bunch of picks and was like, oh, God, this is a disaster. Like, you know, clearly the quarterback situation is better than that now. But it's a tough team, man. The Colts are good. They're playing
good
really well. Obviously, they're going all in by going and making the trade for Sauce Gardner and trying to take advantage of this little window that they found themselves in. So, you know, all that to say, like, the Falcons are in a really tough spot right now, going a long way, playing against a really good football team.
Yeah.
It's going to be a tough one.
Yeah,
it's
going to be a tough game. I think the biggest thing – they're watching a lot of the Pittsburgh film right now, and you know Pittsburgh did something. They were able to shut down Jonathan Taylor. They were able to get up ahead and get them out of their comfort zone. They were able. I know the receivers had nice days, but I think when you look at how they put, but you don't have a Jalen Ramsey here. They put Jalen Ramsey 1-on-1 with Warren, and that's right up his wheelhouse when you do a situation like that. But the turnovers was the biggest thing. Can you go and get those turnovers? Can you force Daniel Jones, who still, as great as they've been, still a lot of people still like, that's Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
You know, they're still
– He is still Daniel Jones.
Yeah, you still look at him like he is still like Daniel Jones.
I know. With certain guys, and it's because they earned it. Same thing with Darnold. Like, Darnold's finally now kind
of – he's coming out of
working
it.
I was like, all right, never mind. He's just good now.
Yes.
Like, it took a while, but he's just good now.
Yes.
I'm not there yet with Daniel Jones.
No, I'm not. I don't think the league is yet because we have a solid six-year sample. And we have
Baker was the same thing. It took a couple of years. It's like, all right, fine. Baker's good.
You got a 6-year sample of Daniel Jones, but now it's up against like a 10-game set. So you're like, well, you know.
It is amazing how often this is happening right now in the NFL, where it's just situation, you know? And it's always the same ones. It's Panthers, Browns, Giants, Jets.
Yes.
Like, if you're in one of those spots, it's just really hard to be good.
I heard something this morning. It was so funny. If they were talking about Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold in the Super Bowl, would they blow up New York City? It's like, oh, God, too. I mean, just got ran out of New York City.
Ran out of town.
Rightfully so.
Rightfully so. They played awful. But I guess it wasn't entirely them.
Yeah. That's what it's showing you.
That's what I was thinking yesterday.
Your organizations are a joke.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All the Jet stuff is like, with all those picks, they got to get the quarterback right, right? They got 7 first-round picks in the next 3 drafts.
They could draft 3 quarterbacks.
They could. Just draft the 3 guys you like the most, and one of them's got to be good, right?
It's just, that is one of those from the top trickling.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly right. First hour of this show, the midday show with Andy and Randy, is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll come back and tell you what's trending here on a hump day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.